The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Menachot, Daf Tzadi Zayin. Today's Daf is being studied, Le'inu Nishmat, Avraham Ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe Ben Luna, Ruach Hashem Tenehem Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's Daf on Tzadi Vav Amud Bet, and we are 8 lines from the bottom. We are in the middle of the sugya that is talking about the status of the shulchan that was in the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara said that the shulchan was mekabel tum'ah. It did receive tum'ah even though it's made out of wood. And we have a general rule that a wooden vessel that is stationary is not mekabel tum'ah. The Gemara said that it wasn't always stationary. That since on the regalim they would lift the table up to show it to the Olei regalim, to show them the miracle of the lechem panim, so it's not called a kli etz ha'asur linahat, ela it's a kli etz ha'mitaltel, it's movable, and therefore it's mekabel tum'ah. So the Gemara asks, V'tipukle mishum tzipui. What do you have to come along and say that it's a wooden vessel? Why don't you just call it a metal vessel? Because after all, the shulchan is plated with gold. And the general rule is a gold vessel is mekabel tum'ah regardless whether it's movable or not. And since we know that the shulchan was plated in gold, so finish, just go after the tzipui, go after the covering. Midlo tenan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Now the following Mishnah is going to prove to us that the status of the keli goes according to its plating or according to its covering. Mishnah says, Hashulchan vehadulbiki. Dulbiki, the Mefarshim explain, is like a folding chair. A chair that folds up. It is covered in leather. The purpose of this dulbiki was not to sit on it, but the purpose is they would eat on it. It was like a form of a table made out of leather. Shenifhatu, what happened to them? They broke. O shechipan b'shayish, or you covered them with marble. V'shir bahen mekom hanachat kosot. And you left an area, after you covered it in marble, you left an area for hanachat kosot. You left an area of leather revealed, where you can still put kosot, you can still use it to place vessels on it. So the din is teme'im. The item is still going to be mekabel tum'ah, because it's a regular din of a leather keli that is mekabel tum'ah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, in order it to still mekabel tum'ah, mekom hanachat hatichot, it has to be big enough not only to receive kosot, but it has to be big enough to put food on it, pieces of meat. Oh, so what do you see from the Mishnah? But shiyerin, that only if a certain area that was not covered in marble, in shayish, was revealed still, then it's mekabel tum'ah. However, lo shiyer, but if you cover the whole thing with marble, lo. Because the law is that marble is not mekabel tum'ah. So you see that what? You go according to the covering. That if the whole thing was mitzupeh, if the whole thing was covered in marble, it is not going to be mekabel tum'ah. So just like we say that the covering, we go the hakel, that it takes away its status of mekabel tum'ah, so too over here by the shulchan. We should say that since the covering is metal, we should follow the covering, and therefore it is mekabel tum'ah. So the Gemara says, V'chi tema, kan b'tzipuy omed, kan b'tzipuy she'enu omed. Maybe you'll give me a difference. In this case over here, by the marble, the reason why you go after the marble and it's not mekabel tum'ah, it's because it's tzipuy omed. You nailed in the covering. You nailed in the marble on the vessel. So therefore it's considered the you go after the covering. However, by the case of the menorah, mitzipushe enu amid, it's talking about where the table, you didn't cover it. Although it's covered with gold, but it's not covered, nailed in. It just plated on top. So that's why you don't go after it. The Shlakish asked this exact question to Rabbi Yohanan. When we say you go after the covering, the plating, is it talking about where it's nailed on or not nailed on? B'tzipuy omed or en omed? B'shechipa et lebaz bezin or b'shilochipa et lebaz bezin? Is it talking about where you plated also the sides? The lebaz bezin, that she says safa, the lip, saviv l'shulchan v'him esgedet, which means when you say that you go, that the plating causes, that's what the vessel is. Does it mean the whole item, including the lebaz bezin, even the sides, even the safa, even the rim, or not even the rim? And he answered, v'amar le la'shena sipuy omed, v'la'shena b'tzipuy she'en omed, la'shena chipa et lebaz bezin, v'la'shena lo chipa lebaz bezin. It doesn't matter in all these cases over here, whether it's nailed in or not nailed in, you go after the tzipuy. So we're back to the question again. Why do you have to give me all hiddush at that the shulchan is considered a wooden vessel, and if we had all your questions, that it's stationary? Just very simple, that the shulchan wasn't a wooden vessel, it was a metal vessel, because you go after the plating. And don't tell me that it wasn't nailed in, because the Rabbi Yohanan said it doesn't have to be nailed in to go after the plating. Maybe you're going to answer that since it's plated with under the Atzeh Shittim, or over the Atzeh Shittim, means the gold is over the Atzeh Shittim, and Atzeh Shittim is Hashuv, that Akeshia wood is Hashuv. Therefore, you don't go after the plating, you go after the wood, which is Hashuv. That which we say that we go after the plating is only on a cheap wood, like achselgus, that comes from a far off place. That's not so expensive, and therefore you go after the plating. Aval kli mismas, but a very expensive types of wood, hashibe velo batle, and therefore it's not batil to the plating, shapir. Because I can say the same thing over here, that the reason why we consider the shulchan a wooden vessel is because the wood is hashuv. That's why you don't go after the gold. However, ela l'Rabbi Yohanan de Amar, kli mismas name batle, ma'ika l'memar, kot Rabbi Yohanan, even kli mismas, even an expensive vessel, doesn't matter. When you plate it, you still go after the plating, even kli mismas, which is expensive. So do the same thing over here, even though it's atzeh shittim, it shouldn't mean anything. Once you plate it, you should follow the plating. But it says, Shani Shulchan, the Shulchan is different. It's exceptional. The Rahmana Karye Etz. Because the Torah calls it a vessel of wood. Shene'emar in Yehezkel. It's talking about the Mizbeach. But the Pasuk says, HaMizbeach Etz. And the Mefarshim say, even though this says the word Mizbeach, it's referring to the Shulchan that stood next to the Mizbeach. It says, HaMizbeach Etz. Shalosh amot gavoa ve'orko shtaim amot umikseotav lo ve'orko ve'kirotav etz ve'daber elai ze hashulchan asher lifne Hashem. So it says in this pasuk over here, hamizbeach etz, calls it wood. So therefore, since in the pasuk it refers to the shulchan as etz, that's if we have a gezerat katuv. So the Gemara says, "Patach b'mizbeach v'siyim b'shulchan." This pasuk doesn't make sense. It opened up hamizbeach etz, and then it ends up with the Ber Eliza shulchan. Make up your mind: are you talking about the mizbeach or are you talking about the shulchan? Rabbi Yohanan v'Rabbi Elazar d'Amri Tarvayu, b'zman shebet hamikdash kayam mizbeach mechaper al adam, v'achshav she'en bet hamikdash kayam shulchanu shel adam mechaper alav. That in the times of the Beit Hamikdash, so the Mizbeach, by bringing the Korbanot, that would mechaper. However, today we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, so the table of a person where he fulfills the mitzvah of achnasat orchim, that he gives food to the aniyim, that's considered like the mizbeach. So that's the derashan, the pasuk. The pasuk opens up with the mizbeach and closes up with the shulchan. To tell us today that a person's shulchan has the status of a mizbeach. But you see that the mizbeach of this pasuk really is referring to the table. And it says a mizbeach etz. So therefore, we have a gezat the katuv, that even though it's plated, it has the status of etz. Comes the Gemara and continues. Arba'a sinifin shel zahav ayusham. We said in the Mishnah that there were four borders around the Shulchan, two on each side, in order to keep the bread from breaking. It was like braces on the side. And we also said there were 28 rods that went through the bread in order to separate them from one another. So the Gemara says, Minah ha-nemile, how do you know you need to make for the Shulchan, Sinipim and Kanim? Amar Rav Chetina, Amar Kera, Ve'asita, Ke'arotav, Ve'chapotav, Uksotav, Umenakiyotav. So the Gemara says, what are these things? Ke'arotav, Elu Defusim. Those are the molds. Like we learned, there were three molds that they used to make the lechem panim, used for the lechem panim. Kapotav, those are the spoons. Elu bazichin, that's the bazichim shel levona. Kesotav, the word kesotav, elu sinipim, that's referring to these sinipim that they placed around the shulchan. She says, mirbuya dekra. That, not that the word kesotav really means sinipim, but since it's an extra word, so we come to include the word sinipim. Another explanation that she says, the word kesotav, she lishna harina, she makshe halechem umahaziko shelo yishaber. That means it strengthens the bread from breaking. So kesotav would be like kashotav, melashon kashe. So that's what the purpose of the sinipim. Umenakiyotav elu kanim. These are talking about the poles in between the rods, in between the breads, in order that they don't touch each other, so they will do not spoil. And the pasuk says in the conclusion, "Asher yusach b'hem shemesakechin b'hem et alechem," which means you place them in between the loaves like schach that stand over like a roof over the bread, so they do not spoil. Motiv Rava. Rava has a question. Lo sidur akanim velo netilatan dochot et shabbat. That we learned in the Mishnah that you do not take the rods off on Shabbat. It's not dochot Shabbat. Nor can you put the rods on Shabbat. V'isal katatak deoraita amay en dochot et shabbat. But if you tell me the rods are from the Torah, like the pasuk says, minaki yotav, you tell me those are kanim, why shouldn't it be dochot Shabbat? Adar amar Rava that said dav miltau de amre. It's not a question what I just said. Ditnan klal amar Rabbi Akiva kol melacha sheefshar la laasota me'erev Shabbat eno dochat Shabbat v'hari name efshar de lo dachay Shabbat alayu, which means Rabbi Akiva gave a rule that even things that are deoraita, but if you could do it before Shabbat, you do it before Shabbat. But anything that you cannot do before Shabbat, you're allowed to do on Shabbat. Now, what's the reason why you put these rods, the kanim, to lo le'apash lechem? So the bread will not become spoiled. B'chiyai shi'ura lo me'apash. In such a small amount of time, if you don't put the kanim on Shabbat, they will not spoil. Therefore, what they did was, erev Shabbat, they went to the table and they took out the rods. So the lechem that was there already, in that small amount of time from erev Shabbat to Shabbat, the bread was not going to spoil. And then they would put the new breads on, without the rod separating them. And again, the Gemara says it was possible to do, because in that small amount of time till Motzei Shabbat, till they put the rods on, it would not spoil. Kedetanya, like we learned in the Braita. Ketzad, what did he do? Nichnas me'erib Shabbat, says he would go, Kohen, Erib Shabbat, v'shomtam, and he takes out the rods off the table, or maniham de'orkosh al shulchan, and he places them to the length east to west, next to the shulchan. Motzei Shabbat Nichnas, Magbia Rashia Shel Hala, and he lifts the Hala that's on the table of Motzei Shabbat, and he sticks the rods in between. Umachniz Kanet Tachta, and he puts the rods underneath them. Vehozer Magbia Rashia Shel Hala, and he picks up the next Hala, Umachniz Kanet Tachta, and he places it underneath as well. Now the Gemara goes on to say, Arba'a Halot, the four middle halot of each row, Srichot Shelosha Shelosha Kanim, has three rods underneath it, because it needs to hold them up because of the weight that is above them. Ha'alyona ena Sricha ela Shnayim. But the top loaf, since it doesn't have anything above it, only needs two rods underneath it. Lefishi en Aliyah Masui, because there's no weight above it. Ha'tachtona, and the bottom loaf, ena Sricha kol Ikar. It doesn't need any loaves, it doesn't need any rods underneath it. Lefi shemunahat al taharo shel shulchan, because the bottom loaf is resting directly on the table itself, and therefore the table is cold, and therefore there's no suspicion that it's going to spoil. So you only needed three rods on the middle four. So you had four and four, so that's 12 rods each for the four, that's 24. And then you had two on top for the top two, so that would be another four, so that would take you to 28. Tenan hatam. We learned in the Mishnah in Masechet Kelim. Now, let's go back. We learned in the Mishnah there was a machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda regarding the measurement of the shulchan. Well, the Torah says that the shulchan was 2 amot in length. So, according to Rabbi Meir, he said 2 amot is 12 tefachim. It was 2 amma by 1 amma. So Rabbi Meir says it's 12 tefachim by 6 tefachim. Because he holds that each amma is 6 tefachim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he said it was 10 by 5. Because he says that each amma is 5 tefachim. So I have a big machloket, a famous machloket. What is the shi'ur of the tefachim? What is the shi'ur of the amma? Is it a 6 tefachim amma, or is it a 5 tefachim amma? And now the Gemara is going to analyze this. Tenana tam, we learned in the Mishnah in Kelim. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Kol amot shehayu b'migdash benonit. All the amot that they had in the Migdash, they were benonit. They were mediocre. They were middle-sized, which is the shiur of 6 tefachim. Chutz min mizbach ha-zahav. Except when it came to the mizbach ha-zahav, the golden mizbeach, v'keren v'asobeb v'yesod. And the corners, and the soveb, that was the ledge, and the yesod is the foundation of the mizbach ha-ola, they were also measured in 5 tefachim amot. Rabbi Yehuda omer, amat binyan shisha tefachim. Rabbi Yehuda says, only amat binyan, that's the shi'ud that they measure the walls of the Beit HaMikdash and the Mizbah Ha'ola. Those were measured in 6 tefachim. However, shel kelim, where all the other vessels of the Beit HaMikdash, like the Aron, the Shulchan, the Mizbah HaZahab, which was movable, so they were measured with hamisha. Now, what's the machloket? So, Amar Rabbi Yohanan Ushnehem, Mikra Echad Darshu. They both learn their shitot from a pasuk in Yechezkel. Ve'ele midot ha-mizbeach. And the following is the way they measured the mizbeach. That's mizbah ha'ola. That's the big mizbeach. Ba'amot, amma, amma, vatofah. They measured the mizbeach. Ba'amot, amma. Amot, amma means mediocre amot. That each amma is an amma vatofah. Is like a regular amma plus a tefah. Which means like the bigger shi'ud is 5 tefahim. So the measurement of the mizbah ha'ola was ba'amot amma, mediocre amma, which really was amma vetofah, which is like the regular amma, which is 5 tefahim plus a tefah. Which means they measured the mizbah ha'ola with a 6 tefahim measuring. That's so far the beginning of the pasuk. And then it says, and the following items were only measured on a 5 tefachim amma. Heka amma, which we'll see what that means. Ve amma rohav, Uchbula el sefata saviv zereta ehad veze gav hamizbeyah. What is this pasuk? What are these items? So Gemara says, Heka amma ze yesod. That's referring to the base of the mizbeyah. Amma rohav ze soviv. That's the ledge of the mizbeyah. Uchbula al sefata saviv zereta ehad elu keranot. Those referring to the corners that came out of the mizbeyah. Ze gav hamizbeach, and also the gav hamizbeach, ze mizbach hazahav. So the Torah lists in Yechezkel that the mizbeach ha'ola generally was measured with a 6 tefachim shi'ur of amma. However, they list the exceptions that were measured in a 5 tefachim amma. Now we get to the machloket. The bimeir sabar zehu ba'amma bat hamisha. Hakol amot kelim be'amah shel shesh. That when the pasuk says zikah mizbeah meant only the mizbeah zahav. That's the only vessel that was measured in a 5 tefachim amah. But all the other kelim were measured in a 6 tefachim amah. Rabbi Yehuda sabar kaze yehu kol amot kelim. That no, the pasuk is just giving you an example that the amah of 5 tefachim was the mizbeah zahav. And any vessel that was like the Mizbah HaZahav. What was like the Mizbah HaZahav? All the other kelim. So the machloket between the Biyuda and the Bimeid is, when it came to the Pasuk in Yaskel, so it says the Mizbah HaZahav was measured in a 5 tefachim item, so the Shita of the Bimeid is Davka the Mizbah HaZahav. But all the other kelim were measured in 6 tefachim by the Amma. And according to the Biyuda, no, that just like the Mizbah HaZahav, which was a keli, was measured in a 5 tefachim, so too all of them. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ka'as al ka da'atach. At this point, we're understanding misod, from the yisod of the Mizbeah, ve'ad. Sovev, until the ledge of the Mizbeah, be'amma bat hamisha be'goba. Which means, from the yisod of the Mizbeah until the Sovev, so we're measuring it in shi'urim of 5 tefachim, to the amma. That's what we're thinking at this point. Which means, the kavanah of the pasuk is that that amma of the gova of the yisod, if you look at the base of the Mizbeah, it jutted out an amma, and it was an amma high. And also the hamesh amot, between the yisod and the sovev. Also, these amot were 5 tefachim amot. That's what we're thinking now. Mai heka amma ve'amma rohav. And what did it mean in the pasuk when it said, heka amma ve'amma rohav? Hachi kamar. Meheka amma ve'ad rohav be'amma bat hamisha. Meaning, meheka amma from the yesod, including the yesod, until the rohav, until the sovev, means the Torah is giving you the shi'ur, the space between the yesod and the sovev is measured in an amma bat hamisha. That's what the pasuk means over here. Because according to this pasuk, it's not talking about the yesod and the sovev themselves. It's talking about the areas in between them. Which means, when it says ha'ama, it means the height of the yesod. The height of the yesod was an amma. And the amma between the yesod and the sovev, that also was measured in an amma of 5 tefachim. Gemara says, gova ha'mizbeach kama havet. How high was the Mizbeah? From the floor to the top. Eser Amot. It is Eser Amot. 10 Amot. Which we know from the Pesukim. The Gemara says, let's get the calculations now. Sheet, you have 6 Amot from the floor of the Mizbeah until the Soveb. Which is from the base of the Yesod all the way to the Soveb is 6 Amot. Now if you're telling me, Bene Hamsha Hamsha, that each amma is 5 tefachim, so there you'll have 30 tefachim. And the four amot left over, the arbe'e, that's from the sobeb to the top of the corners, so that's four amot at five tefachim, arbe'e, and from the sobeb up, that was measured in six tefachim amot, b'nei shita, because the pasuk is telling me that you only measured five tefachim amma from the yesod to the suviv, so that would be 30 tefachim, and then the rest from the suviv to the top of the mizbeach was measured in 6 tefachim. So therefore, 6 times 4 is 24. Bnei shita shita. So altogether, mizbeach kama have. So it's 30 plus 24 tefachim. So hamshin v'arba'ah will be 54 tefachim. That's the whole shiur of the mizbeach. What is considered half the Mizbeach? Eslim v'shiv'ah. Good, it'll be 27 tefachim. Will be the midpoint of the Mizbeach. Min kiranot ve'ad le'soviv. Now from the kiranot, from the corners of the Mizbeach to the soviv, kama have it? We said already, Eslim v'arba'ah is 24 tefachim. Kama batzid le'palked the Mizbeach. How much further down do you need to get to half the Mizbeach? Telata. You need to go three more tefachim, because we said the midpoint was 27. Utnan, and we learned in the Mishnah, Chut shel sikra chogro ba'emsa, that a red line was placed, or was drawn at the midpoint of the Mizbeach, kedi lehavdil bin damim elyonim, de damim tahtonim, because certain korbanot, you need to sprinkle the blood above the Mizbeach, certain korbanot below the Mizbeach. So at the midpoint, which according to this would be 27 tefachim, they put the red line to separate between the damim elyonim and the damim tachtonim. For example, the dam hatat of a behemah and olat ta'of, that was on the top of the Mizbeach. However, the dam of the other korbanot of a behemah or hatat ta'of, olat ta'of was on top of the Mizbeach, hatat ta'of on the bottom of the Mizbeach. In any event, the Gemara now says the question, Ela hadetanya gabe ola ta'of. By the ola ta'of that was done on top of the Mizbeach, haya ole bakevish. He would walk up the ramp of the Mizbeach. That's the Kohen. Ufana lasovev. And he turned, or went up now, he walked up the ramp of the Mizbeach, and then he walked on the ledge, which is the soviv. He would come to the southeastern side of the Mizbeach. And he would make milika mimul orpa from the back. And he would separate the head, would pull the head off. And he would press the bird against the wall of the Mizbeach. V'im asa'a. And if he did the mitsuya dam, if he squeezed the blood, lematam medaglav, from the bottom part of the bird, afilu ama'ahat keshira. Now, what does this mean over here? So let's analyze what this means over here. If let's say he sprinkled the blood of the olat ta'of on the kira mizbeach, on the wall of the mizbeach, lemata meraglav, not the legs of the bird, the legs of the kohen, afilu ama ahat, which means even let's say he did it lower by his feet on the wall of the mizbeach, even an ama from under his legs, it says it's kishera, it's considered okay. Now, if you tell me that the chuta sikra is three tefachim under the sovev, here's the point. You just proved to me that from the top of the Mizbeach to the Sovev was 24 tefachim. And 3 tefachim below that was the Chut HaSikra. But now when the Kohen bends down and he does the Mitsui, he's going to be placing it by his legs and on the wall over there at that point. HaKayayiv Elyona Lemata Mishne Tefachim. He's putting the dam of the Olata off, the blood that's supposed to be put on top of the Mizbeach, he's putting it below, 2 tefachim beneath the line. Because 3 tefachim already is the line. But you're telling me you could put it even in amma below. Amma is 5 tefachim. So he's placing it below the line, two tefahim. That's the Gemara's question. If you tell me that that's the way the Mizbeah was built, then this Mishnah does not make any sense. Because you're not allowed to put something that belongs above the Chuta Sikra, you cannot put it below the Chuta Sikra. And here it's clearly saying that the Kohen would be able to bend down and place it even in Amma beneath his legs. Now if he's standing on the Sovev, so he only has three Tefahim. He doesn't have an Amma. If he does it in Amma below, that's two Tefahim beneath the Chuta Sikra. That is the Gemara's question. So the Gemara now will have to give an alternate answer in order to explain this pasuk. And we will see what this alternate interpretation. We're continuing the Gemara. The Gemara basically here is analyzing one derash on a pasuk in Yechezkel that talks about the measurements of the Mizbah Ha'olah. That's the whole discussion here. Now the Pasuk is vague. The Pasuk doesn't tell us exactly the names of the sections of the Mizbah Ha'olah that it's talking about. So the Gemara has to Doresh, what each Pasuk is referring to. This is the Yesod, this is the Sovev, this is the Keranot. Furthermore, the Pasuk is also vague in when it's giving the measurements, what is it measuring? Is it a width measurement? Is it a length measurement? Is it a length in between the Yesod and the Sovev? So there's many options. The Gemara is going to go through different options of how to explain the Pasuk, and it's going to ask questions based on it. The basic principle over here is we have two different measurements to the Amma. There's a 5 tefachim measurement and there's a 6 tefachim measurement. So the Gemara is going to use those variables as well. Are we using a 5 measurement or are we using a 6 measurement? And could be certain parts of the Mizbeah were measured with 5 and certain parts of the Mizbeah were measured with an Amma of 6. That's what's going to come out. In the building of the Mizbeah itself, they had a different shi'urim as well, and they're going to be forced to say that because of questions that the Gemara is going to ask. So, in our last session, we discussed one option. The Gemara rejected that option for a simple reason. We're not getting into the numbers again, but the Gemara rejected it because, based on that calculation, the way the Mishnah says it, a person, the Kohen, will be making the mitzitza of the off, or sprinkling the olata off, beneath the line. It has to be above the chuta sikra, the red line. But based on the Mishnah that says the Kohen stands on the Mizbeah, and he could bend down, and he could bend down in Amma, and he could put the blood there. Based on those calculations, it'll be beneath the line, and we know that it's pasul if it's beneath the line. So therefore that shita was rejected. And I was going to offer another interpretation. That's basically what's going to happen here. So let's start again. We're at three lines down. Ela. Heka Amma. When it's said in the pasuk, Heka Amma kinisa. What is kinisa? Kinisa means the width. The width of the yesod. Amarochav. When it says amarochav kinisa, that's the width of the sovev. Gibula shel sefatayim saviv. Kinisa. That is the length and the width of the keranot, of the corners. Which means, really, the length of the Mizbeah, or the height, I should say, of the Mizbeah, was measured in a 6 tefachim amma. But the Pasuk that's talking about a 5 tefachim amma was talking about the width of the Yesod, the width of the Sovev. We're not looking up, down, we're looking width And therefore the Gemara is going to calculate now, if you're dealing with a six tefachim shi'ud in height, let's see what happens. Now keep in mind, the Mizbeah from top to bottom is 10 amot. So Gemara then says, Mizbeah kamahabin. Based on this, how much is the Mizbeah going to be? Well, it's 10 amot, six tefachim each. Shittin, 60. Tefachim. Palgid the Mizbeah, kamahave, what's the midpoint in the Mizbeah? Tilatin, will be 30. Min kiranot ve'ad sobeb kamahave, esrim ve'arba. Now from the kiranot to the sobeb, that's where the Kohen stands, will be 24 tefachim. Kama batsi le palgid the Mizbeah, which means, how much is more, how much lower do you get to the half of the Mizbeah, standing on the Soviv? Shisha. Well, six more tefachim. To get to the midpoint. Utnan, imasa'a lemata menaglav. If he took the blood of the olata off and he sprinkled it beneath his legs, afilu amma ahat kishira. Oh, so I can explain that amma is a five tefachim amma. So if that's a five tefachim amma, he's sprinkling it above the chuta sikra, and everything's okay. So the Gemara seemingly has figured out how to reconcile the pasuk in Yechezkel that the pasuk was talking about with, but the length was a six tefachim situation, and when the midpoint is 30, and it was standing in the soviv, that was at the 24 point. And he could bend down one amma and sprinkle, which is five tefachim, which will take him to 29. And he's still above the chuta sikra, and everything is okay. No, it has to be above the line. So Gemara says, "Bemai okimta." How did you establish that pasuk in Yechezkel? Beknisa. You're talking about the kenisa, meaning the width of the yesod and the sovev and the kiranot. Can you explain it like that? That again, it's all these measurements in the pasuk in Yechezkel, keep in mind, are a five tefachim amma. That's what the pasuk said. Amma ba'amot. Five tefachim amma. The Gemara says, "Ve'atenan." Oh, Mizbeah haya 32 al 32. The base of the Mizbeah was 32 amot by 32 amot. Ala amma, the Mizbeah run up one amma, gova in height, vekanas amma. And now, it loses amma on each side. The Mizbeah gets narrower as it goes up. So it goes up one amma, and then it loses an amma on each side. Zehu yesod, that's the area called the yesod. Nimsa, Shiloshim al Shiloshim. Okay, so the Yesod goes from the bottom was 32 by 32, and then when you go up, it goes to 30 by 30. That's the Gemara says. Shiloshim Amma by Shiloshim Amma. That's the Mishnah. Again, the base of the Mizbeah is 32 by 32, and then it goes up to become 30 by 30. Okay, by the Yesod. Okay. Now again, the assumption is over here that the 32 by 32 is a 60 fahim amma. Just keep that in mind. Okay? And the rochav of the yesod, we're going to see, is going to be 5. The Gemara says, Shiloshim ushne tefahim. Have it. If you want to be technical, based on the shi'urim that you're giving us, it's not going to be 30 by 30, the yesod is going to be 30.2 tefachim by 30.2 tefachim. Okay, why? Because we're assuming that the shloshim ushtayim by shloshim ushtayim, the lamed bet al lamed bet, is a tefach of 6 tefachim, is a amma of 6 tefachim. But I will prove that in a minute. But the rochav of the yesod, the rochav, the width of the yesod, is bat hamishat tefachim. Now, when you're going to make the calculation from a six tefachim amma on the base, 32 by 32, and then go up and use a 5 tefachim amma, so that it's not going to bring you from 32 by 32 to 30 by 30. It'll technically be 30.2 tefachim by the yisod. That's the Gemara's question. If you're telling me that what, that the base was a 6 tefachim, so that's 32 by 32, that's what the Gemara Mishnah says. And the Mishnah clearly says it's 30 by 30. But if you tell me that the width of the yisod was 5 tefachim amma, so therefore it's going to be 30.2 by 30.2. That's the Gemara's question. It's going to be not precise, the Mishnah's shi'ur over there. Okay. Vetu, and not only that, ala hamesh. Mishnah continues. You went up 5 mu'amot from the yesod. The kanas amma, and then the mizbeach gets narrower by amma. That's by the yesod, the soviv. Zehu soviv. Nimsa. 28 by 28 The Sovev comes out to be 28 by 28 according to the Mishnah. So according to the Mishnah, it's 32 by 32, 30 by 30, 28 by 28. It's getting narrow. However, the Gemara says, if you're telling me that the rochav of the Sovev is measured in 5 tefachim amma, 28 by 4 tefachim aveh, it'll be 28.4 by 28.4. You're being technical now, which means if you're telling me that the base of the mizbeach was 6 tefachim, that's the assumption, 32 by 32. But we just learned in the pasuk that the yesod was a 5 tefachim amma and the soveh was a 5 tefachim amma. So therefore, the square of the mizbeach is not going to be precise like the Mishnah said. It's not going to be 32, 30, 28. It's going to be 32, 30.2, and 28.4 to be precise. When you're converting it instead of a 6 tefachim amma to a 5 tefachim amma, like the pasuk says, v'chitema kemadelo avi amma lo hashiv le. Oh, maybe you're going to tell me, listen, the Mishnah is not giving you the 0.2, 0.4, because as long as it's less than the Amma, the Mishnah is rounding it off to the Amma. It's not giving you the exact shi'urim. Gemara, you have a question. Mekom keranot Amma mize ve'amma mize nimsa 26 al 26. Now, the Mishnah says that the Keranot took an amma, it was amma by amma, the corners of the mizbeach, and therefore that area on top of the mizbeach was 26 by 26. That's the mizbeach. So they answer the mizbeach again. 32, 30, 28, 26. It gets narrower. The Gemara says,
it's 32. You want one. One is, why is 30 not 31?
On each side.
If you put a square in the middle of the square.
On each side, it makes it 30 by 30, and so on going up as well. But the problem is, so you tell me the Mishnah is not giving you half numbers. Gemara is not giving you the 0.2, the 0.4. Gemara is giving you round numbers. So yeah, but if that's the case, that the what do you call the keranot that were also measured according to the way you learned the pasuk in the amma of 5 tefachim. So now you tell me the top of the mizbeach was 26 by 26. It's not so. Esim v'sheva habu. The top of the mizbeach would be 27 by 27. And there, it's a perfect shi'ur. And the Mishnah doesn't give you that shi'ur. The Mishnah says 26 by 26. So therefore the numbers are all off. So Yabra says, lo dak, you're right. The Mishnah is not giving, wasn't being precise by factoring in the 5 tefachim amma and all the shi'urim over there, but that's what it is. It's really point and a point, the 27. So Yabara says, mekembi, mekom hiluch, daglea kohanim, amma mize ve amma mize. Okay, now, the place where the kohanim, they had the top of the mizbeach now. So you have the keranot. So we said what? The kohanim would walk an amma away from the keranot, around the top of the mizbeach. Nimsa 24 al 24 mekom ha'ma'araka. Comes out that the top of the mizbeach would be 24 by 24, the pyre, the ma'aracha, because the Kohen would not stand by the keranot. He would walk a mile away from the keranot, so it would make the top of the mizbeah where they would put the korbanot 24 by 24. Now, if you're telling me that the width, again, keep in mind, this is all predicated, all these questions, on the way you're learning the pasuk, that the width of the yesod, and the width of the soviv, and the width of the keranot was in tefahim, and amot bat hamishat tefahim. That's why we're asking all these questions. Because we're losing tefah, we're losing a tefah around each side. So Gemara says, Esrim v'hamisha havai. It's not going to be 24. We're going to gain an amma. It's going to be 25 amma by 25 amma. V'chitema chenami lo dak. And if you tell me, hey, Mishnah was not dak. It's 25 by 25, the ma'aracha. But the Mishnah wasn't precise. V'aketiv, it can't. We have a peferush pasuk in Yaskel. V'ha'ariel. Ariel is the place where the Mizbeach was, the ma'aracha. Shetem esre orech. Bishtim Isre Rohav Ravua. It clearly says it was 12 Amma by 12 Amma square. Yachol She'enu Elashtim Isre Ashtim Isre? It cannot be 12 by 12. We just said it's 24 by 24. Keshu Omer El Arbaat Rebaav Medamet She'beem Sao Modet Shtim Isre Amma Lechorua Beruva. When it says 12 by 12, it meant from the middle point of the Ma'alacha to the end is 12. So therefore, the middle to this side is 12, the middle to the other side is 12, so therefore it's 24 by 24, basically. And you can't tell me that the pasuk in Yaskel is lodak. It's Beferush telling you the size of the ma'aracha. Oh, so based on the calculations that you gave me, the numbers don't work out. Svechitema, maybe you're going to tell me to work out these numbers. Sheet minayu mi'ikara be'amma bat hamisha ma'itilehu. Maybe you'll tell me like this. In order to crunch these numbers to make them work properly, the Gemara offers a solution. That when you tell me the base of the Mizbeah was 32 by 32, could be 6 amot from the 32 by 32, 6 of those amot were measured in an amma of 5 tefahim. And therefore, if you do that, it works out. Which means the Gemara is trying to calculate how those numbers are going to work out. If you tell me that the rohav was 5 tefahim on the yesod, the numbers don't work out. So maybe I'll tell you, calculate it like this. The base was 32 by 32 with an amma of 6 tefahim. But 6 of those amot were calculated with an amma of 5 tefahim, and if you do that, all the numbers go good. Yabara says, no, you cannot say that. Imken rav halal azara. If you do that, you're going to make your base 6 amot with a 5 tefahim shi'ud, it's going to add space to the azara. How do we know? Ditnan. Kol ha'azara haita orech 187 al rohav 135. The azara was 187 by 135. Memizrat lema'arav 187. East to west, the azara was 187. Mekom derisat regle Yisrael, the place where the Yisrael were allowed to walk, called Ezra Yisrael, Ahat Asra Amma, was 11 Amma. The Gemara is going to give you another shiur of the Azara. The Jewish people, Azat Yisrael, was 11 Amma. Umekom Dirisat Regle Kohanim Ahat Asra Amma. Then right after that 11 Amma, there's another 11 Amma where the Kohanim that are not working, that are able to walk. HaMizbeah Shilushim Ushtayim. Then you have the Mizbah HaOla, which is 32 Amma. So you have 11, then you have 32. Ben Ulam HaMizbeah Esim Ushtayim Amma. Between the Ulam and the Mizbeah, you have another area, which is 22 Amma, that's altogether 76. Ha'echal, me'ahma, the Echal itself is 100 Amma, and that takes all the way to the Kodesh Kodashim. Then, Ahad Asra Amma, Mahorib Betakaporet. And then there's 11 Amot behind the Kodesh Kodashim. So all together, from the beginning of the Azara, all the way to the end of the Beit HaMikdash, meaning the length of the Beit HaMikdash, east to west, was 187. Now, if you're going to tell me that basically the Yesod of the Mizbeach was 31 Amma by 31 Amma, why are you doing that? Because you're going to tell me that six amot were measured by a amma of 5 tefachim, so therefore the yesod of the mizbeach is going to be 31 by 31, so it's adding another amma to the azara ground. ואם נאמר שהמזבח לא יהיה אלא 31 אמה, 31 אמה, הרי שחסרה אמה במקום המזבח, which means the מזבח is missing an אמה from its place, so you have to add that somewhere. So you have to, that אמה has to be accounted for. So where are you going to put it? So you're going to put it to the עזרה. Oh, but it can't be, because the משטר clearly says, this is 11, this is 22, this is 100. So you're missing an אמה. Now, why would the מזבח be 31 by 31? Because if you take one tefah from six amma, it's going to narrow the mizbeach. By answering that answer, that you're taking away six amma, and therefore all the numbers work out, but it's said in the Mishnah, it's 32 by 32.
32 by
32. 32 by 32 with a six amma.
It's 26.
So it's rounded it off. It's not really. It's 20. It's 30.
32 amot, but they just mentioned
it. But it's not 32 amot. It's really 31. Why would it say 32? I mean, in that answer of the Gemara, said, the other areas will be okay when you do that. They're trying to make the numbers work out of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says it's 32 by 28. By 26, and then it goes to 24. You know, it gets smaller. So the Gemara is saying, "But wait, you tell me that in Pasuk in Yechezkel, the Yesod was measured in an amma of 5 tefachim, as well as the sovev, as well as the keranot, the width of it. So the width of it is done in a tefachim of 5. So therefore, the shiurim that the Mishnah listed are not accurate." So the Mishnah, Gemara tries to say, no, could be the base was measured in 6 tefachim amot, but 6 amot of those 32 were measured in 5, and therefore it'll make the base 31 by 31, and therefore everything else will work out as you go higher. So the Gemara says, no, that won't work, but because if your base is narrower by one amma on each side, the azaraz shiurim don't work out, because you lost an amma. We know it's got to go east to west 187. So if you lost an amma on the mizbeach, that amma's got to be accounted for somewhere, and the Mishnah doesn't tell us where that amma is accounted for, so that can't be. Now we're going to give another answer. Before we give the answer, let's read all this in the Rashi now. Adam, read us the Rashi's. Start from Nimsa Shiloshim al Shiloshim.
First white line?
Yes, first white line, which means the base was 32 by 32 and the Yesod was 30 by 30. Start.
Mikol Sad Mimma'et Ama Vahinu Bet Beorech Bet Berochav Shiloshim Amod Shnei Tefachim HaBeit.
That's to answer your question, Joe. That the reason why you get 30 by 30 is because from each side you're taking an amma. Bet be'orech, bet be'rochav. So basically you took off four amot. So you went from 32 by 32 to 30 by 30. But the Gemara says it's technically lamed amot v'shnei tefachim. Just calculate it, because technically, you're going from an amma of 6 tefachim to an amma of 5 tefachim. So that's going to make it not exactly a square of 30 by 30. It'll be 30.2. Nimsa.
Nimsa ben keren de keren 27 habo.
Hanach.
6 amot de imit lo habo ela 5 ve amat 6.
Okay, so therefore it's not a 6 tefachim amma, it's a 5 tefachim amma. So therefore you have more area. It's 27.
מקום הילוך רגלי הכהנים עמה סביב לפנים לקרנות כשהולכים לסדר מלאכה האיברים נמצא כפת על
כך the כהנים would walk an amma into the keren. The keren was at the corner, they would walk an amma in, and therefore the Gemara says therefore the mizbeach was 24 by 24. מקום המלאכה חפה על חפה
והאמה זה הילוך ודאי בת שישה הבאי.
Because the amma that they're calculating from the keren is a 6 tefachim amma. They are located in Bikra. Okay, it's going to be 25 by 25. And you cannot tell me that it's low dark, because the Pasuk in Yazkel clearly says that the Ariel, which is the Ma'araka, is 24 by 24. That's the Gemara's basic analysis over here. So the Gemara says, Ela, you're right. We're going to go back to the Pasuk in Yazkel, and we're going to say a different shot. Which means, when we said that you're going to calculate a 5 tefachim, amma heka amma begoba, amma rochav, kirisa, gibula il sefata saviv, la shenache ve la shenache. That gives an interesting option. When it says heka amma, it's talking about the gova. That means the amma that the yesod is off the ground. Which means, from the floor of the Mizbeah, go up an Amma, you'll get to the Yesod. So the Gova, the height, till you get to the Yesod, is a 5 Tefachim Amma. The width of the Yesod itself is based on a 6 Tefachim Amma. So now we're falling back what we said. The width of the Yesod itself is 6 Tefachim. But we were talking about the height. The height from the ground to the Yesod was based on a 5 tefachim amma. However, when it said amar rochav, that's talking about the kinisa. That's talking about the width of the. Wow, so we're talking about two different items in the same pasuk. You're talking about height and width in the same pasuk. You're talking about the height of the mizbeah to the yisod, and then the width of the yisod is also for, so it's 5 going up, 5 tefachim amma, and the width is also 5 tefachim. We'll see what that does for us. But somehow that should make everything work out. The height is a 5, and the width, no, 5. This person was all 5. The whole person in your scale is 5 tefachim amma.
We're trying to find that amma in
the No. Now we're trying to... Because of that, we rejected the last pshat. Instead of saying the width of everything is 5, we're saying the height, heik, ha'amah is begova, that the yesod is a 5, not 5 to 5, is an amah high from the ground, but an amah 5 to fahim. And when it says amah rochav, it's talking about the kinisav, the soviv, which is the width of the soviv. And when it says givula el sefata saviv, which is talking about the keranot, so then already it's lo shena acheh ve lo shena acheh. There's no idea what you're going to say. What's lo shena acheh, lo shena acheh? Okay, we'll see what lo shena acheh is. Get the calculation first. Mizbeach kama haveh. According to this, how tall is the mizbeach? Well, the mizbeach, you're telling me, is 10 amot. And you're telling me that the first amma was 5 tefachim. The rest of the amot, the 9 of the amot, was 6 tefachim. So 9 times 6 is how much? 54. And 5 would be 59. So it says, Hamshin Utmanya. Why Hamshin Utmanya? Why 58? It should be 59.
The keren is also 5?
Okay, let's say the keren is 5 also. Yes. And the amma of the keranot as well.
So what was the 60?
No, if everything was originally we thought the whole height of the mizbeah is 6 tefachim amma, so we thought it was 60. But it's not.
Yeah, no. The height of the yisod is 5, and the height of the keranot are 5. So therefore, basically, you lost 2 tefachim from the height of the mizbeach. So that brings you to 58 tefachim. Okay, 58 tefachim. Now we're going to go to the chutz sekrana. Exactly. Palgad the mizbeach kamahave. Where's the midpoint of the mizbeach? Esrim v'tishah. At the 29th point, min keranot v'ad v'sobeb kamahavu esrim utlata. From the top of the mizbeach, from the keranot to the sobeb would be 23 point. Kama batzir palgad the mizbeach. How much is short to get to the midpoint of the mizbeach? Shita. You're 6 short to the midpoint. Utnan, im asa'a lemata meraglav, if he sprinkled the blood below his legs, afilu amah ahad, keshira. So we could talk about an amah with 5 tefachim. So therefore he's at the 28th point. Therefore he's okay. Gemara says, daikan ameh. That's right the way you're interpreting this. Derash over here, dichtiv, heka amah ve'amah rohav. Which means the pasuk, it seems, is talking about height and width at the same time. Because when it talks about the height, it says heka amah. And then it says ve'amah rohav. So you see, it's two different shiurim. Shema mina. So stop there. Comes out according to this, that really the pasuk in Yechezkel said that in building the mizbeach, the mizbeach ha'olah was built using different measurements for different amah measurements for different parts. When they built it from the ground up, it was built with a shiur of 5. Only that amah for some reason. That amah was built on an amah of 5, and the amah on top was built of 5, the keranot, and the rest was built with an amah of 6. So and everything works out with the height. And what about the width? The width of the yesod, the width of the yesod was also on a 5. The width was 5. When it says in the pasuk hek, hek amah is the height, and amah rohav. Now how does that work out, all the numbers above? That means the base was 32 by 32. The base of the mizbeach was 32 by 32. And then what? Above that was 28, was 30 by 30. And above that was 28 by 28. And above that was 26 by 26. All those numbers work out. How do those numbers all work out? Based on this interpretation. You see, I have the picture over here. The height, I understand. Everything works out. The height.
No.
Ah, but the length, I mean the width.
6, 5, and 5.
Yes, the width was 6. But then, so then what was 5? Ah, so the width of the yesod, the sovev.
Not 5, 6.
The sovev was 5.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Very good. That answered the question. If the yesod was, the width of the yesod was 6, that's what we're changing from the last answer. The last answer, we thought that the yesod was 6. Sorry, the yesod was 5 width, and the sovev was 5. And therefore that threw off all the numbers of the base. We said, no, really, the width of the yesod is 6, and therefore all the 32 width by 32 works out. And when it said amah of 5 to 5 was the height to the yesod, was the height to the yesod, which is a 5, and the width of the soviv, that's the point, the width of the soviv also is going to be 5. And that's how the picture has it. The width of the soviv is 5. Look at the top Rashi. Rashi na'ache v'Rashi na'ache. Kelomar. Knisatan tekeranot, the keranot themselves, iba'el le'meman name ba'ama bat hamesh. If you want to say that the keranot themselves, the shiur was about hamesh, lo ikhbat la. Kevan de knisat yesod ba'ama bat shesh. Because we're going to say that the Kohen entered an ama into the mizbayach from the keranot. We'll say that amah was a bat shesh. Lo pash le ben keren le keren, ela chavav ve arba tefachim. Shtayim machnisa de sovev, ushtayim machnisa de keranot. Ve kevan de lo havi amah lo hashiv le. It says like this. Kolomar milin ugvula el sefata saviv. So he has in the picture of it that the keren was an amah of 5 tefachim. Mityachas le gova akiranot bilvad. It's going on the gova, on the height of the keren. Velo le rochban. Vimken yitachin ba'amaz shorochban haya ama batshisha tefachim. It's possible you could say that the width of the keren was a 6 tefachim ama. Ufi ze lo nusfu le rochav shel makom ha'maracha, ela shne tefachim bilvad. Okay, so then the width of the top of the Mizbeah, which the Gemara said was going to be 24 by 24, it'll be an additional 2 tefachim. Because they measured the rochav of the sovev with a shiur of 5, ועד כן מובן שלא החשיבו תוספת זו לא בפסוק ולא במשנה. עוד פעם, if you say that the height of the keren was 5, and the width of the keren, if you want to say, is 6, okay, so that's a little, it's an amma, it is an amma, but it's an amma of 6, then the ma'aracha shi'ur will work out. The Mishnah said it's 24 by 24. The Pasuk in Yaskel said it's 24 by 24. Will it be 24 by 24? Why? Why is it so? I just want to know the math. Ufi ze lo nusfu lerochav shel makom ha'maracha ela shnei tefachim belvad. It'll be 2 tefachim extra. Mishum shemadedu et rochav ha'sovev ba'ama bat 5 tefachim. ועל כן מובן שלא יחשיבו תוספת זו לא בפסוק לא במשנה. It's only 2 tefachim extra. Mishnah said 24 by 24. And one for the sovev?
For the coin to walk.
Coin to walk. So therefore, it'll be 24.2?
Yeah, no. The math will be 24 by 24 no matter what. We're talking about the space that the space that the keren takes up and where the kohanim walk. It's just
that's an amma.
That amma that the kohanim walk would be too short.
Will be less than
the distance will be the same. It's just if the keren is gonna like
of course if keren is about 6 or about 5, it'll affect the amma where he walked.
I mean, and then in effect, it just affects that spot. We're making an imaginary line from keren to keren. I mean, it's a.
So the ma'aracha will always be 24 by 24, 24, like the pasuk in Yehezkel said.
Right.
And it'll affect the. It'll affect the amma where he walked around the ma'aracha.
And the keren itself, how much is it?
And the keren itself. And he's saying,
not the ma'aracha.
The ma'aracha will be 24 by 24, the pasuk said.
The next area will get those extra 2.
Right, the amma that he walks around.
Right.
And even if you want to say that the amma of the, that's what the Gemara says, Lashana hache v'lashana hache. Even if you want to say the keren was 6, it'll work out. אלא אפילו נאמר שגם הרוחב שקלות היה אמה בת 5 תפחים. Even if you want to say not only the height was 5, but even if you want to say the width of the קרן was 5, מכל מקום מחש שהרוחב של היסוד היה אמה בת 6 תפחים, הרי לא נוספה אמה שלמה לרוחב של מקום המערכה. Which means, since we, on the bottom of the מזבח, it's 32 by 32 with an amma of 6 tefachim, so it's not going to add to the ma'aracha on top a full amma. El arba tefachim belvav, 2 tefachim from each side. Which means, even if you want to say that the keren itself is 5, not 5 high, it's 1 amma high and 1 amma wide, but with an amma of 5 tefachim, so therefore, since on the bottom of the Mizbeah, the Yesod, we said, is a 6 tefachim amma, so that's going to make the base of the Mizbeah, like we said, 32 by 32, so when you get to the top of the Mizbeah, it's not going to make a, we said the Ma'arakah is going to be 27, that was Gibran's question. But it says in the Mishnah, the Ma'arakah is only 26 by 26. So, oh, it should be 27. So no, but based on the shoe that we're saying now from the Yesod, which is 6 tefachim, so it won't, it'll be 26.2. And therefore, you could say that was low dark if it didn't give you the exact measurement. So again, going up comes out. Everything is measured in the sixth tefachim amma, except from the keren and from the yesod, going up. And the width-wise, the sovev was 5.
Everything
was 6, except the sovev was 5. Actually, everything was 5, except the yesod. Yesod was 6. What's everything? It's 3 things. So it's the sovev and the keren were 5. You could say the keren was anything. You could say the keren was 5, and the sovev, clearly the pasuk is saying it's 5. Okay, based on that, you're saying everything works out. Okay. Come on, come on, come on.